Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The forecast says it'll be cold today and hot tomorrow. As the seasons change, the weather can become so unpredictable. Rely on the certainty of a Mueller metal roof to provide superior protection for your home from Mother Nature year after year. Made from 26-gauge steel, our energy-efficient metal roofs are hail, fire, and wind resistant. Inner strength and outward beauty. That's what you can expect from a Mueller metal roof on your home. With a wide variety of panel styles to choose from and a selection of more than 30 designer colors, your home will be sleek and stylish and possess the strength and durability you can depend on. Give yourself peace of mind knowing that which is most precious to you is sheltered from the storm. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com where you can browse our selection of panel styles and trim profiles. Then give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
Well, live cattle were higher due to positioning ahead of the reports Friday. There was anticipation at least one of the reports would be friendly, and short covering pushed futures higher. Traders did see friendly numbers on the biannual cattle inventory report, with total inventory down 2%. Beef heifers over 500 pounds down 3%, with beef calves under 500 pounds down 3%. This was about as expected, so no real surprises. The surprise was on the cattle on feed report. Placements during the month of June were at 98% of a year ago, compared to the trade estimate of 94.7%. August hogs were the focus of the day. As the index continues to increase and cutouts showed strong gains, cutouts were up $1.84, with the lean hog index up 67 cents at 117.40. Traders may not be quite as exuberant today as they wait to see how pork movement was over the weekend. Packers not expected to be aggressive for the same reason. September Kansas City wheat is trading up 26 cents early today. September Minneapolis wheat's up 22 cents as traders try to sort out Friday's news of Ukraine and Russia agreeing to terms that will allow grain shipments out of Ukraine, with Saturday's news that Russia attacked the port of Odessa with four missiles, two of which were intercepted. For anyone paying attention to Russia's behavior and disregard for engaging in honest conversations, the agreement was never believable from the start. Now, December corn is trading 9 cents higher early today, responding to wheat's higher start and from weekend reports that Russia fired missiles at the port of Odessa. While actual damage appears to be minimal, and Reuters is reporting that Ukraine is moving forward in its efforts to ship grain. November soybeans trading 8.5 cents early, higher early today, helped by a mostly green commodity board and by small gains in both September palm and September crude oil. Futures in a moment. Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions.
That's closed Friday. August live cattle up $1.65, 137.37. October up 202, 143. August feeder cattle up 327, 181.55. September up 317, 184.47. August hogs up 240, 118.70. Kansas City wheat, September down 41 cents Friday, 820 and a quarter. December down 40 and a quarter at 827 and a half. Chicago wheat, September down 47 and a quarter, 759. December down 44 and a quarter, 777 and a half. September corn's down 11 and a half, 564 and a quarter. December down 9 and a quarter, 564 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, September down 16 cents, 1434 and a half. September down 10 and a half, 1327 and a half penny.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.